We live just outside of the setback. I have one statement and a couple of questions I'd like to ask. The statement starts, "We live downwind, downhill, and downstream from the proposed facility. Our house is just outside the setback area. Our own animals are going to be subject to any breaches that may accidentally occur on this facility. So are we. We will be vulnerable. Once this is done, it can't be undone. Please remember that. Overland runoff always goes through our pasture and our portion of the creek, which runs through several neighborhood pastures and onto our other pasture where my other son lives. This goes into the Maple River, then to the Red River, and then into Canada. The whole watershed will be affected by any biosecurity breach at the facility. Please keep that in mind. Question one, according to Kevin O'Leary of the Shark Tank, who once promoted products to be made in China instead of in the USA so as to create more profit for the owners, he has said any business conducting business in China must have a member of the CCP on their board of directors worldwide. The company, I understand, has a presence in China. Has anyone checked to see if this is a national security problem? Two, biosecurity needs to be a high priority for such a facility and for the property surrounding it. What happens to this facility if a hog disease enters in and it prohibits any other hogs from ever being in that facility? Does a facility just stand there empty? We don't know those answers. Question number three, what was the setback requirement for the 12,000 hog proposal as opposed to the lower 8,000 hog setback? According to Grady Cargas's March 4th visit with my son and I, once the facility is built, they plan on expanding. Let that sit in. The setback can't be changed. It's already in. The facility is already established.